It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
Well, maybe something kind of like it, but not exactly like it.
Maybe.
Not many people are playing Scissor Sisters, that's for sure.
No.
Do you know why? Because Scissor Sisters sounds terrible on the radio. Like, oh, I'm going through a tunnel. Why? Because they're listening to the Scissors.
Nothing wrong with this song.
Scissors, I know, I love this song. There's a lot of good songs from Scissor Sisters. The scissors. Feel like I got Novocaine in my lip all of a sudden. That was weird. Blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
That was weird. Anyway, Big Fuzz not here today. He is, well, I don't know. He could be anywhere. He could be in his cave. Do you know who he is? His best Halloween costume is every day. He goes as Captain Caveman. Captain Caveman! Why haven't they remade that cartoon into a movie yet?
I don't know.
I was thinking, come on. Okay, so for all of you who care about sports, Mile High Sports Radio, if you want to call in 303-831-1340, but here's the deal. So, I mean, Xavier in Arizona just started. Kansas and Purdue, or is it the half? So there's not really a run. Yeah, are we going to talk about this? No, it's stupid to talk about. I mean, we'll talk about it later.
That's 4 minutes.
Yeah, you know, we're going to. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're all watching us anyways.
I know. Well, you turn the TV down and listen to us because we have more. I mean, come on. You don't need to be listening.
You can laugh and watch the game at the same time.
I mean, come on. There hasn't been a great line in the NCAA tournament since send it in, Jerome.
True.
Jerome Lane, right?
Yeah. Yes. You would know better than me, but.
Do you know who made him that pass? Who gave the pass?
Nope.
Sean Miller. Do you know who Sean Miller is?
Basketball.
Coach of Arizona. Current Arizona University of Arizona head coach.
Yeah.
Vile human being. I mean, I'm not vile. Probably a nice guy. Probably a gem of a person. Just not a big fan.
Not a big fan.
No, you know. Like sometimes guys, listen, guys who are really good coaches, who are managed to get the shot to be big time coaches, you know, they oftentimes lose the good coaching part, but they, in place, it becomes the ego and the arrogance. So for instance, I'm quite certain, well, I don't want to say I'm quite certain, but I don't believe, I'm not so sure that Calipari is as good as a coach as he was when he was coaching Marcus Camby back at UMass. But he doesn't need to be, because he walks into any recruit's house and he's John Calipari, guaranteed to get you into the, I mean, he reloads every year. He didn't even have to, I mean, he really doesn't even have to recruit very much because kids come to him.
He's a salesman.
You don't have to be a salesman. You don't have to be a salesman. I mean, he does some ingenious things, like he has pro workout days for his guys, encourages them all to go, you know, become eligible for the draft. You know, they don't have to sign with an agent. You know, if you don't like where you're being drafted, you can come out, you know, pull your name out. But he does all sorts of great things, but I wouldn't say his coaching is as good as it has been. He doesn't have time to really develop those guys as much.
No, I mean, most of them are only there a year or two.
Most of them are there a year or two. In fact, last year, I think they sent 9 guys to the draft.
Oh, man.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, they have sophomores, so obviously not every guy.
Yeah.
You know, some of them came back. But I wouldn't say, I think every basketball player.
Was it last year where they had, like, line B and line A, pretty much?
Yeah, where they played 10.
Just, you know, where they just swapped them.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I would encourage... You know, everyone talks about, you know, paying players and all this stuff about college athletics. I encourage every single player to declare for the NBA draft after every single season. If you're in college, declare for the draft. Just don't sign it, hire an agent. You see what I'm talking about? Yeah. You know, you might as well go and test it because, listen, if you were a guy, okay, you'll go through the process and you'll realize pretty quickly that you know where you're at, but it will help you to understand, you know, where you need to get to if you want to make the pros. Also, you know, who knows, you know, there might be a guy, you know, for instance, a guy who at a Central Florida who's 7'6". I mean, I'm sure he's getting, you know, some looks because he's 7'6", but, you know, maybe not as much, but he should be going out after every year. Maximize your own chance. Listen, colleges and universities were created to create a working class that was educated, that basically knew how to do things other than hit rocks against each other. Okay, whether it be a teacher, whether it be, you know, an engineer, whether it be all these things, college was there so you would learn a skill. Basketball players are learning a skill and they're ready to go to the next level. Okay, Bill Gates left early. Why? Because he got a better offer in the pros, and he went pro after his freshman year. So he went pro after Bill Gates went pro after his freshman year. No one's talking about that. Everyone's like, oh, they shouldn't go. Heck, you shouldn't. College is there to prepare you for your life ahead and what job you want to do. And if you can go do it in a year without getting your degree, go do it. Go do it. Seriously. I mean, listen, if you're a high school kid right now and you like math, like, science industries can't hire you fast enough. IT can't hire you fast enough. But the thing is, if you have the skill of basketball, yep. Why is it different than if you have a skill with math and you're able to go help the world in IT? Why is it that, you know, someone who leaves early is considered bad, and yet Bill Gates is considered a humanitarian to all when he left after his freshman year to go pro? Stole a prototype from Jobs. I'm just saying. No one wants to talk about it. And I'm certainly not going to go like race. I don't think it's necessarily a race thing, but we really want a higher standard for athletes, particularly quote unquote amateur athletes. It's unbelievable. I'm still outraged about Jeremy Bloom at the University of Colorado, where, you know, he either had a choice where he wanted to keep skiing and play football. But what happened? Because in order to be able to be a Olympic skier, amateur, Olympic skier,
you
need sponsors. But if he has sponsors, that makes him ineligible to play
any sport.
Football.
Yeah.
Even though it has nothing to do
with football.
Yeah,
no, I always thought that was.
And so, you know, he had to go. And that's, it's unbelievable to me. I mean, I think there's other things I'm not necessarily for paying players, but here's what I would do. I would give them the rights to their own jerseys.
Yeah.
So you get the rights to you can pay like a tax to, you give 10% to whatever the university, but whenever you're for the 4 years that you're there, forever long you're there, whatever number you have and your name,
mm-hmm.
people who are buying that jersey, that money goes into your pocket.
Yeah.
And that's the way to pay the players. And that's the way to do it legally is allow them to make money on their own name.
What if the players went out, got sponsors that they could put on their own jerseys?
No. I mean, it can't be like that. Sponsors,
yeah.
Unlike here where you can just, you know, email us at DarrenCopelandExperience@gmail.com and, you know, let us know and we'll sign you up to sponsor this show. If for instance, say, you know, CU or CSU, right?
Uh-huh.
They're not going to necessarily put – the sponsors can't go on the jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
That goes to whatever the team is.
Okay.
But what they could, whatever kids are, you know, when you see kids and they're all, you know, wearing their little college jerseys or whatever they are, whoever they are.
Yeah. So if you're a good player, you get more people to buy your jersey.
Well, or it doesn't necessarily have to be better player. If you're a good marketer, you know, and you're the 11th guy or like the place kicker or something, and you have the willpower to go out and be able to like market yourself and sell those, then you get more money. But only with your likeness on it, the jersey, and only for the time that you're there. And you know, and then obviously some of that money goes back to the university because, you know, it's their shirt. But that's how you make money. That is the solution to paying players. No one wants to listen to me that I have all the, I mean, I honestly, here's the problem. When you come into the Darren Copeland experience, it's a little, you know, it's a little like, you know, swimming under the ocean and coming across a patch of fresh water. You get all wobbly. And you get a wobbly, and oftentimes people just don't realize that we have a lot of the answers to fix sports in this world here. But unfortunately, you know, it comes at coming out of the mouth of a crazy person. I'm just saying.
Sometimes too fast to understand.
I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? But I mean, that's how you solve that. But that there is how you solve a problem like Maria.
Yeah.
No, you let the players have the
rights to their jersey.
Jersey number and jersey name for as long as they're there in college.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Simple. All right, after the break, we're going to solve something else.
More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.